Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Just as many Evertonians had perhaps got used to the idea of David Unsworth taking the reins for quite a while, some news broke yesterday that Everton had approached Watford over Marco Silva. Now, this news was broken. The exclusive came from Jack Pitbrook from The Independent. Let's have a word with him now. Morning, Jack.
Morning. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Thanks for joining me. Just give us the background to the story. What do you understand Everton did yesterday?
Basically, Everton made an approach to Watford yesterday morning, asking for permission to talk to Silva. Obviously, this wouldn't have been the start of the process. They would have spent a lot of time beforehand, not least talking to Silva's people. They got the impression that Silva was interested, because he would like to speak to Everton. So Everton went to Watford yesterday morning, asking to speak to Silva. Watford said, no, absolutely not. Silva doesn't have a release clause, which means that there's no obligation for Watford to allow him to speak to people unless Watford give him that permission. And they don't want to lose their brilliant manager 12 games into the season. So as far as Watford are concerned, the matter's closed.
So what would force Watford's hand now, Jack?
Well, I think the only option... I think there's two possible options. One is Everton to offer a huge amount of money, like, you know, £10 million. The other is for Silva to cause a huge fuss, basically, demand that they cave in, to hand in a designation. I think the second one of those is really unlikely. Like, Silva has said that he doesn't want to rock the boat, and I think I probably believe him. Everton might go back in with more money. In fact, I'm sure they will, because what else are they going to do? But Watford have got no obligation to sell. Like, they ultimately, having the money would be nice, but Watford would rather have Marco Silva until the end of the season than the £10 million quid in the bank. Therefore, I don't know. I think it will be very, very difficult for Everton to get him. It could happen, but I'd say give it less than a 50% chance of happening.
What's your own personal impression of Marco Silva, Jack? He's only been in charge at Watford for 11 games. He had that experience at Hull City as well, and yet he's been almost lauded, put on a pedestal by many Evertonians anyway, who would prefer him to Sam Allardyce and Sean Dyche.
I think he's very impressive. He's very straightforward. He's very smart. He doesn't mess around. I think his football is good. The fact is that Watford were terrible last year under Mazzarri, and he's come in and with only one or two extra players. He's really improved how they play, even though they have lost the last three. To me, he just looks... I mean, I think a big part of it is he does look the part. Like, he looks like he kind of belongs in the company of Pochettino and Conte and Guardiola and all the rest of them, which I think does help him a lot. The issue is that he's already on, because of what he's done at Hull and Watford already, he's already on the radars of United, Chelsea, Arsenal and Tottenham. And therefore, he might be thinking, well, I could push really hard for the Everton job this year, but what if I was to get a better paying job next year or the year after? So I think if Everton really want to get him, then they've got to get him now, because, you know, a different level of club are going to be in for him down the line.
But what I can't work out is it feels like a delayed approach. You know, Everton certainly haven't been quick in dealing with their situation after the departure of Ronald Koeman. And if Marco Silva was the number one target, why is it taken until this point in time, yesterday, to make that approach? Were they that seriously interested in Sam Allardyce?
Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if this means... I mean, Marco is clearly now the number one choice. I wonder if this means that they've completely moved away from Allardyce and Dyche. The problem is that, you know, as soon as they've made him their number one choice, but they can't guarantee getting him. And so it might, you know, even if they go back in with more money, then eventually they will probably have to give up on Marco. And then they're going to be back to square one with no manager again. So I don't know. I think what the Silva situation shows in part is that it's really, really difficult to get a good manager in the middle of a season. I know Liverpool got lucky with Klopp because Klopp was kind of on sabbatical after leaving Borussia Dortmund. But generally speaking, you get the best managers in the summer. And if Everton can hang on with Unsworth until the summer, then they might just get Silva in the summer. But it's very, very difficult to get him at this time of the season.
And it's your understanding that Marco Silva would actually like that dialogue and conversation with Farhad Moshiri?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was slightly surprised by that when I heard it, but he is very interested in the job. I think that he sees it as a step up. I think it would obviously be much more money for him. He's not exactly generously paid at Watford. I think he probably sees it as a way to, you know, spend more money, compete, manage the better players, compete with the bigger boys, and that could then be his stepping stone to the very top. So yeah, I mean, I think some people have been slightly surprised by that because he's only been at Watford not long. But yeah, it's my clear information that he does want to go.
Let's face it, Jack, sometimes in management you can be high as a kite or absolutely flat as a fluke, low as they come. So when your stock is very high and you are a Marco Silva, it's perhaps only right that he would be interested in that succession path.
Yeah, and he probably knows that there's a chance that things could go wrong at Watford. Like, they haven't got a huge squad. They're a few more injuries to key players and they could end up with another season like last one. And I think it's only... You're only being smart if you realise that when you are flavour of the month, that is the time when you have the most leverage to earn yourself some more money. I don't think anybody could blame him for thinking that.
So do you expect something in the next 24 hours to continue this story?
Yeah, my best guess is that Everton will come back in with a big compensation offer and Watford will probably say no again. Unless Silva can somehow persuade them to say yes. But yeah, I mean, the ball's in Everton's court, and if Everton, you know, Everton has to come back with more. They can't just take no for an answer at this stage. So I'm sure Everton will come back in, but I'd still be surprised if they were successful.
Jack, brilliant. Thank you very much for joining me at short notice.
Cheers. Have a good day.
You too. Jack Pitt-Brook, who broke the exclusive there yesterday on Everton's approach for Marco Silva, the Watford manager. Watford say, no, you're not talking to him. You can't talk to him. He hasn't got a get-out clause. No conversation happening. But as Jack just mentioned then, the Blues probably expected to go back in with a big money offer today. But are Watford steely enough to rebuff that as well? We'll wait and see.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.